Yep, but I don't care at the moment because Dean Vickerman's with us on the line. He's the coach of Melbourne United, and I want to talk to him. We'll get back to the garbage later on. Dean, good morning.
Good morning.
Apologies for the garbage. It happens sometimes around here. How are you feeling after the weekend's performance against the 36ers? It seemed, from what I saw, I didn't see all of it, Dean, but I saw most a good chunk of it, pretty emphatic.
Yeah, a little bit of a slow start. But then, yeah, I thought our bench was fantastic. They really came in and gave us a great energy. And, you know, this team's been really good at if someone's got a little bit of foul trouble or someone's down a little bit on form, you know, the next guy's really picking it up. So I thought we saw Brad Newley come in and have one of his better games of the year. Going back to Adelaide and Ariel Huckporty, Shea Illy. Yeah, I thought some of those guys coming off the bench were fantastic.
Is that the one of the keys to the squad? I mean, you talked about this last year, I reckon, when we were talking to you about the campaign, and the depth was always going to be the thing that wins you or loses you the title. Is that the same with this squad? Because it has changed a fair bit.
Yeah, I think, you know, this season where, you know, everyone's lost a few games with COVID, and so the schedule gets a little bit more condensed and games come a little bit quicker, and certainly when that happens, I think, you know, the depth of your squad becomes, you know, even more important.
And does that make it even more remarkable that you're on this winning sequence, considering the stop-start nature of the league, the uncertainty of the league, that you have got this level of consistency?
Yeah, probably the part that's it's been on the road. You know, we've just had five on the road, and you know, we've got another three to go before we get a home game. And so, being, you know, really consistent, putting ourselves in good winning positions on the road has been a, you know, really pleasing element.
And the performance of your skipper, Chris Golding, who last year you were very open about his game time and his role in the team. He seems to be commanding more time on the court this year from a leadership perspective, but also obviously a scoring perspective. Is that by design or is that just the way things are unfolding at the moment?
No, he's become even more important to us this year. When we put the team together, we knew we were going to be a good defensive team, but probably, you know, lacked a little bit of shooting, and having one of the best shooters in the league play a little bit more for this team right now is certainly where we needed to go. And, you know, we've talked to him about shooting 10 great threes a game. You know, I quickly grabbed him after the game in Adelaide, shot 12 threes. What'd you think? He's like, yep, I think I got 10 out of 12 that were great ones. And if he can keep spacing the floor for us and making that at a high percentage, it's a challenge for defenses.
It's obviously the first time we've spoken to you since our summer break. So it's, a chance to ask you, the state of the league at the moment. Obviously, you are going to be one of the teams to beat, if not the team to beat. But who are the other teams that you're worried about at this point in the season?
Yeah, so early. You know, we saw Sydney on the weekend, you know, get blown out in Brisbane and lose Xavier Cooks through the game, who's a big part of them, and then bounce back and, you know, and win by 20 or 25 or whatever it was the other night. So, you know, they just haven't got their group healthy yet. You know, you look at Southeast Melbourne, they've just brought in another import. They'll go through a little phase of, you know, with him and how they create unbelievable depth in that squad. You know, Perth took a tough loss and then go to Wollongong and get a great win. Wollongong are great. You know, there's so many teams that are super talented, and with the three import rule and the next star rule, you know, everybody's got a lot of talent on their team. How they deal with injuries, how they deal with what else is going on in the world through this period, you know, is pretty important. But when we get back to normality and start playing home games with full crowds, you know, it's going to be the same as the last 5 or 6 years, where, you know, the last spot for a playoff position is going to be hotly contested.
And I talked to Harf about this a bit as coach of the AFL, Carlton's AFLW team, about do you find yourself focusing more on what you're doing and less on the opposition because there are so many variables going around at the moment that if you sort of take your eye off your own team too much, it's almost wasted energy?
Yeah, I definitely feel that one. And especially with a tighter you know, schedule as well, games coming quicker, you really, it's really about, you know, what are the structures that you're getting in place, how well are you, how well are you doing, and you know, what are the counters going to be to if the opposition do this. So yeah, I'd say we're far more 75% concentrated on the things that we do.
And there's an article in today's paper, Chris Anstey's talking about Matthew Dellavedova and his role with United, but also an NBA opportunity could still be around the corner for him. Is there any talk that he might be disappearing off to the NBA at some stage through his contract?
No.
That's good. I'm pleased to hear that, but it is interesting to hear that Chris has got an eye for that.
You know, obviously, we've always been a club that we want people to get to the highest level possible. We want to see people live their dreams of national team and NBA. And, if there was a situation that arose that Delhi had a great opportunity, we'd sit down in the club and make a decision about it. But, the game against the Hawks the other day where he drops 33 and makes 7 threes was is an impressive performance as I was seeing for United over the last few years.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It was one to watch. I watched that game with great interest. And I'll be watching Wednesday night too. Wednesday afternoon, in fact, 3 p.m. Check your local guides, because they're off to Brisbane to take on the Bullets in the next round of the NBL action. And we appreciate your time this morning, Dean. Good luck to you and the boys going forward. Always great to chat.
Beautiful. Thanks.